the Mashgiach Rav Chatzkel Taurus, Oyedet Tefila Misoyre Ba'odem Hergeshe Emuna Hashgacha V'Kirves Hashem. Through davening, we awaken within ourselves a feeling of Emuna, an understanding of divine providence, a closeness to Hashem. Ve'Hakara Amitis Be'Hergesh Alev, a true recognition through feelings of the heart, B'Malchus Hashgachas Hashem, in the true kingship, in the glory and the divine providence of Hashem. Ze Mevias Adam Lishmor Kol HaTorah Kula. This recognition of God in your heart, this recognition of His kingship, of His divine providence, will bring a person to fulfill the entirety, the whole entire corpus of the Torah itself. And through davening with kavana, by paying attention to what you're saying, by understanding the words of your davening and paying attention, and with depth of understanding, then a person can come to the highest level of emuna, experiential emuna, emuna that you feel, emuna that you experience, and that's the purpose of everything. And besides the chiyuv of davening, Hadin Mechayev, what the halacha demands from us, what the halacha requires from us, that we are mechuyev to daven, not tefila, who derech chizuk emuna. Besides that halacha, besides the cold halacha, the fact that davening is something that we're obligated to do, davening is a tool, it's a vehicle to bring us to strengthen our emuna. Udvarim amim demim rishon olam, Chazal called it things that stand at the pinnacle, at the apex of the entire world. Which world are we talking about? Olam u'adam. We're talking about the olam katan, the person. Shulam katan v'olam gadol. We're speaking about both the olam katan, the man, and the olam gadol, the entire world. Tefillah is the most important thing for man and the most important thing for the universe. V'ikar l'shmaya mashpi medaber. And you have to hear what it is that you're saying. Perush hamilus. You have to understand the words. That's the only way to hear what you're saying. To hear it, to understand it, to understand what the words mean. And how great it is to strengthen yourself in belief in all the different nisim. And once you recognize that outward miracles, open miracles, exist by repeating them and by speaking about them in the davening, it's even easier to believe in the hidden miracles that are part of our daily life and its fabric. So Shkiach says, Chizek ha'emuna shebetfila rebirte lahamshech achar deo so'ilam v'tivei ha'odam anoytim la'amira s'koich v'yotzim yod asis achay lazeh. The chizek davening gives, the chizek of emuna that we get in a tefila is to prevent us from being drawn after the different opinions, the different philosophies of the world, that everything is natural, that man believes that everything is within my power. I did this. I'm a self-made man. I did this. I accomplished this. Really, we have to understand that emuna teaches us that it's not true, that really everything comes from Hashem. Therefore, a depth in understanding tefillah, that's an important part of davening. Tefillah, without an in, without an understanding, without a depth, without emuna, is lacking in the davening. There's a chisarn in the davening itself. Hasaba Mikelem Zitzal Omar, Masha Amru Chazal, Kolk Vemakum Tfilosi. Elke Avram Bez, Rein says Gemara Brachas, Tavavavam Bez. That whoever establishes a place to daven, the God of Abraham, the God of Avram Avinu, is there to help him and aid him. Behind the Shekovah, Belibri, Dezes, Yisoydus Hamun of Ashkacha. Hasaba Mikelem Taichted, what does it mean that Avram Avinu, God, will be there to help us? Why is he called Avraham Avinu's God? Because it's the God of Avraham Avinu, the one who started recognizing Hashem, the first believer, Avraham Avinu, the one who recognized in Hashem. That's the one, that's the God. And that, whoever establishes a place, whoever establishes a davening, that God, the God that's Koveh Belibo, Yadeze Yisodas HaEmunah V'Hashgacha, the same God of Avraham Avinu, the same God that Avraham Avinu recognized through Emunah, that's the, what will be established in our hearts through davening. The Yesodus of Emunah, Hashgacha, and Divine Providence in Hashem.